Back on, Patty.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm really good.
Yeah?
Good. Sweet. For someone who's not running.
Can you be good then?
Yeah, I'm good. Not great. I think we're going to... Mike and I have both got a few things happening.
Yeah.
Which is not all sunshine and rainbows for once. So we thought we'd just talk about...
ourselves.
Yeah, which is as you know, self-interested and arrogant as that sounds, but I think it's we've got some interesting things to say and some good learnings
for ourselves as well.
Yeah, to take away. So, So I feel like we'll start with you, Mike. So, we've talked about your Achilles before
a few times.
So if you've listened to all the episodes, Mike's mentioned his Achilles here and there, and how it's just given him a bit of grief, as essentially from like a physio point of view, it's an Achilles tendinopathy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's chronic, like it's long-term ongoing. How long have you had it?
It's come up to 2 years now.
2 years.
Yeah. So it's a non-irritable Achilles tendinopathy. So I can run with it, but I need to be mindful with how much I run with running hills and with intervals.
Yeah.
Intervals is probably the worst for it.
Yep.
And yeah, that's been a two-year journey.
Yeah.
Which... like sometimes it gets better and it doesn't bother me for a month, and then it gets worse and it bothers me a lot.
Yeah.
And it's up, down, up, down, up, down, which is the journey so far.
And you're pretty good with your rehab in your strength work.
I can calf raise the house down.
Yeah.
I can plyometric hops, all that stuff, totally fine.
Yeah.
But then when I'm actually running, it starts to niggle from time to time.
Yeah. And so Mike is a habitual, I guess, 4 foot striker.
Yeah.
So Mike doesn't land on his heel. So when he lands on your 4 foot, you demand so much more from your Achilles tendon. The storage and energy storage and release that happens there when you run on your 4 foot is huge.
Mm.
So there's something which is happening there when he puts heaps of load into his Achilles. It's just, you know, sometimes it's completely fine. Sometimes it is a bit niggly for whatever reason.
Yeah.
So it's something you work through. So basically, you've got the 6 foot track coming up, which is...
it's in 3 months.
3 months, which is very, very, very hilly, hot, hard 45-kilometer trail run.
Mm. It's basically 15 kilometers downhill, then it's 15 to 20 kilometers uphill, and then it's...
undulating the rest of the way.
Undulating, but undulating, it's in the mountains. It's not undulating a little bit of up and down. It's still a fair bit of elevation.
For a running race, you end up walking quite a bit because of the terrain. Yeah, it's a gnarly race. So... help.
Please help.
What's the plan?
Okay, I did some intervals on Sunday. Today is Tuesday, so 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And I did not have a painful Achilles afterwards.
So you were fine.
I expected it to be pain. I expected it to, I was going to be sore.
Yeah.
I didn't get sore.
Okay.
So that's
so
mild optimism.
Okay, good.
I'm not going to say I'm cured.
So when you say intervals, you did 4x100 meters. Oh, sorry. Sorry, 10x400 meters.
Yeah, so I did 10 400-meter repeats, somewhere between... okay, the first 8 were between 3:45 and 4-minute pace.
Yeah.
Which I was very surprised by. I was like, I didn't think I have it in me.
Yeah.
And I died.
Yeah.
And the rest was like between 4:30 and 5.
The intervals. The 400-meter intervals.
I died.
How the mighty has fallen.
Yeah, the first 8, I smashed it, and then the last 2, I was like, nah.
Wow.
Got them.
Wow.
I could blame, I was concerned about my Achilles, but nah, just...
the Achilles was fine.
Achilles was fine, the lungs and everything else, just gave up.
Yeah, just everything else.
So it was good to be able to do that again after such a long time.
Yeah, okay. So was that your first interval session back?
I've tried interval sessions before, and it always flared me.
Yeah.
So I was going, I'll try it because I'm feeling really good. I've been running consistently, and interval session dead.
Yeah, yeah.
Achilles pain. Where now I was like, I'm just going to try.
Yeah.
Pain-free, so I'll run tomorrow. I'll do a sort of a more, sort of like, slow, longish run.
Yeah.
But still fairly short.
Okay.
And then do another one 2 days later to see how that is.
Yeah.
And then hopefully build from there.
Yeah.
And then the plan is to just be really, really, really good with my calf raises, singular calf raises, bent knee calf raises, go heavy with that, and work on my foot strength and work, like, just be really on point with my strength work.
Yeah.
in the days that I'm not running, I'm doing some sort of strength work, even if it is 10 minutes, even if it's just calf raises.
Yeah.
But there's some sort of strength work in there.
Exactly.
And then, like, I've got 3 months to build, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I've got a fair bit of experience, so I think I can do that.
Well, you've got a history of being able to do events with suboptimal preparation.
Yeah, absolutely. With reverse tapers.
Yeah, exactly. Like, being nice.
6 foot, yes, last year.
Yeah.
Fun fact, 6 foot last year, sold out my Achilles for a good 2 months.
Yeah, you were good after it, weren't you?
I was good after 6 foot last year.
So you had an Achilles niggle going into it, but then 2 months afterwards, no Achilles pain.
Yeah.
So
hoping for that to happen again.
So basically what you did was like the best part of 6 hours worth of plyometric load on your Achilles, and that benefited. So maybe, and I've been looking at plyometric load quite a bit. Plyometric basically refers to when you're bouncing and jumping and springing up and down off the ground.
Yeah.
So 6 foot is basically 6 hours worth of plyometric work, and that benefited you. So perhaps you should add plyometric work into your program.
Been doing that.
You've been doing it.
Yeah, I've been doing it because it's part of, like, I need to just do
what is that, like skipping or
skipping, single leg hops,
yeah.
And like single leg low box jumps, so a bit more explosive.
Okay. Yeah.
Like I'm talking like 10 centimeters.
Yeah.
And just that sort of stuff. And so it's sticking the landing, lots of
And well, maybe the fact that you've been doing plyometric work has conditioned your Achilles tendon a bit, so now that you can tolerate 10x400 meter intervals.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, and then it's a long and slow process, basically. Yep. It's just trying to be really smart and listen to my body properly and get my body to adapt to what I'm throwing at it over a long time.
Yeah. So it's interesting because an Achilles tendon issue, for the way I see it, like they're pretty straightforward. Like we know what we need to do. We know how we should do it. We vaguely, like there's a lot of research out there. We know how to approach these things, but they're still hard.
The thing is, we know what to do.
Yeah.
But everybody's different.
Yeah.
Like I've followed textbook protocols that haven't worked for me.
Yeah.
Because I'm not textbook.
Yeah.
So
it's really interesting.
It's interesting. But like overall, I'm in a good place.
Yeah.
I'm excited about it again because before I was like if I'm going to start running, I'm going to hurt myself again.
Yeah.
My Achilles will hurt. Where do I go from here? I don't want to run because I know it will hurt. Now I'm in a point where I want to run.
Yeah.
And I know I might be a bit sore, but that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
So it's a good learning.
And you've got time to consistently build to it.
Exactly. So. And it's not going to be a race, want to beat my personal best.
Yeah.
It's want to run 45 kilometers on a beautiful run with good people and have a great day.
Drink heaps of beer at the end.
Ah, absolutely. And then get through that and feel good.
Yeah.
And not trying to get a personal best on that track. The next time the race comes around, I'll do that the year after.
Yeah. Cool.
So
it's a good place to be.
Good place. So for me, I'm going really well. Paddy, however, UTMB was like peak of fitness and peak of hardness and peak of
Physical conditioning
and mental struggle and all of that. You've not been the same since.
No, not at all. Interesting. Physically, after UTMB, I thought I was quite good.
When we were talking about it afterwards, you were like, "I bounce back. I'm good."
A couple of days later, I went for a jog. I've just tried to increase the running load. We talked recently a few weeks ago about pulling out because I just had to stop a run short. Only 1 kilometer into the run. So that was a little hiccup, but since then I haven't been able to get back running again because of some mystery like ankle pain.
Has that been since UTMB, the ankle pain? Or?
No, it's only been in the last perhaps 6 weeks, maybe 4 to 6 weeks. It's been an interesting one. And I feel like with injuries, like, 1 out of 100 or maybe 2 out of 100 injuries don't make sense to me.
Yeah.
Like 98% of them, you can diagnose it, you know what it is, you know how to treat it, and you know vaguely the course that it will take. Like for you, you've got an mid-portion non-irritable Achilles tendinopathy, we know how to work with those. They're not easy, but we know how to. And it's fairly non-ambiguous. Whereas I've got this I have been dealing with this really quite random ankle pain. So essentially, I will be completely pain-free most of the time. But if I try and run, or if I try and jump on it, or hop, or skip, or do any funny gym movements, I'll either be sore and I won't be able to do it, or I'll do it completely pain-free. But then 2 hours later, it feels like someone's stabbing my ankle.
Mm.
It's really interesting.
That's what happened today, right?
Yeah.
Because we did a workout today in a gym. Any issues there?
During, I had like, we did some skipping in the warm-up. And in the warm-up, I could maybe 1 out of 10 just feel it just there a little bit, but it tended to warm up and it actually went away. And I got through the session, which involved treadmill sprints, got through the session like completely fine.
Yeah, but what probably was about, what, 1 kilometer of running in the entire session?
Yeah. Plus, this is in a circuit.
Plus jumping and jumping lunges and squatting and all that stuff, and you were totally fine.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, you were walking around the clinic and you were like, suddenly.
Yeah. And it feels like someone stabs me on the inside of my ankle. I get this shooting pain and my ankle gives away underneath me. So it's quite, and this is like 3 hours after the gym. So it's quite bizarre. And this is one of those, that 1% of injuries where I'm like, fuck, I don't know what this is. So I got an MRI on it, got a scan, and they found a cyst inside my ankle joint, or just to the side of my ankle joint. So it's basically a cyst, a ganglion cyst, which is coming off one of my ankle ligaments. So the exact mechanism is somewhat unknown, but essentially the theory is there's been some little bit of trauma to a ligament. You tear the ligament and fluid gathers there and it creates a bubble like a membrane, a cyst, and that fills up. And when you have something in a joint which takes up space, at some point that's going to get in the way of something. So basically it's my ankle joint is pinching on the cyst and it is like wickedly painful. Feels like someone stabs your ankle, like it's a shooting pain inside your ankle joint and you can't stand on it. So I found out like a couple of days ago that I have a cyst in my ankle, which is, it's just a good thing, right? Because it means my joint itself is intact. Yeah. I don't have a fracture. I don't have any bone stress.
There's nothing dangerous or, oh my God, if you keep running, you'll do major damage.
Yeah, so the serious shit is okay. So theoretically, I could run through it and all that's going to happen is I'll irritate a cyst, but it's fine. That's not normal anatomy, so...
But it hurts like hell.
Oh, it just freaking hurts like hell. So I haven't run in a long time, aside from jumping on the treadmill for a few hundred meters in a circuit class. So I think the next course of action is to get a steroid injection, I think. I'm not sure. Or you can get the cyst aspirated, or you can have surgery to remove the cyst. I think surgery is a bit extreme, but...
Not there yet. Probably going to get... What's the first course of action, you think?
Well, I'm going to get a referral to see a sports doctor,
because
they have the power to either... do the injecting, or they can aspirate the cyst, or they can refer on for more scans, whatever. Basically, all that sort of stuff, I have to go to a sports doc. So,
right.
It's coming up to Christmas now. Whether I'll do it before or after Christmas, I don't really know. But it's just interesting. I'm in a place where I'm really enjoying all my other training, like a little bit of swimming, but heaps of gym work and circuit work at the gym. And I'm feeling really strong at the moment and actually quite well conditioned.
Mm-hmm.
The treadmill intervals we had to do today, I smashed them.
Oh,
I was like, my conditioning is actually quite good and I'm really enjoying it. So it's kind of nice just to take like a little bit of time away from like trying to get 80 kilometers a week or whatever, like trying to pile on the distance. It's nice just to do your own thing.
Well, I think it's so good that like we can do that and not just have running, but enjoy all the other things around it as well.
Yeah.
I think it's so important to have that something else there if for some reason you can't run. Because it doesn't bother you anywhere else in life. It's just that. Like,
exactly.
You can't run in it, so do something else.
Yeah. And for me, that's easy. Like, can't run? Oh, I'll just go to the gym, or get on my bike, or swim. And it's good to have other options like that. Man, it kills me when, like, diehard runners get injured who don't have any other hobbies or activities because they lose their shit.
Yeah. That's like, yes, you can't go out for a run with your mates, but you just go out for a bit.
Yeah, or like go rock climbing.
Yeah.
Or do something else.
Yeah. So, moral story, have a backup.
Yeah, have a backup.
Or have a few backups. Have other things.
And that's like, and I've always been really intentional about this, letting running be a part of my life, not letting running be my life.
Mm.
Running is not my life. Running is just a part of my life. It's a big part of my life and I love it. But I have other things.
Yeah, sweet.
And that's why when you get these weird sorenesses, these injuries that pop up, it's like, cool, I'm okay to deal with that. Just sucks to have to run a podcast about running when you can't run.
Well, one of us can run. Sweet.
No, back.
Like, what I'll do is, Lucy and I both got into 6 foot.
Yeah.
Like, 6 foot track is a luck of the draw, basically.
Lottery, isn't it?
It's a lottery. You just, like, you sign up, and if you get in, you get in. If you don't, there's a second round, potentially, and that's it.
Yeah.
Unless you're really quick.
Yeah.
Or you've done it
at
least 5 times. This is going to be my 3rd year, and I've just flipped it the last 3 years.
Got lucky.
Got in and sweet.
Yeah.
So I'm writing a program for Lucy.
Yeah.
And for myself.
Yep.
So I'll chuck that on Instagram, so people can have a look. And like, this is what I'm doing. This is how I'm building up.
Yeah.
For people just to have a look at and give an opinion, I'll go, are you crazy? Doing too much, or is this enough?
Yeah, to see how that you intend to increase your load.
Yeah. Which will be fairly steep.
Yeah.
Given time frame restrictions.
Yeah.
But I, in my opinion and knowing myself, mm-hmm. will be manageable.
Yeah. And that's like, that's what we call self-efficacy.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you've been running for a few years now. Well, like years, actually.
Yeah.
You know your body. You've had this niggle. You've got a sense of how you can manage it. And I think putting that onus on yourself to say, yeah, I reckon I can manage this after having been around it for years.
Yeah,
that's called self-efficacy, and that's so freaking important.
Mm.
A lot of people don't have that.
Yeah, a lot of runners just run and run more and then get hurt and don't learn and repeat.
Yeah. Everyone's done it at some point.
Yeah.
But. So...
Yeah, that's, I think that's us at the moment.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's a journey I'm enjoying, man. I'm thinking it's fascinating.
Yeah,
frustrating, but like, you've got to enjoy it.
When you're injured and you can't run, do all the other things. Get strong.
Yeah.
Get all the other sorts of fitness up. So when you get back to running, you don't start from scratch.
Yeah. Well, I just recently got my deadlift back up to my personal best, which I hit like 3 years ago.
Exactly.
So like... Not running, but I feel strong.
Exactly, and that's super important as well.
Yeah.
So now you're strong again. So when you get back to your running, you'll be a better runner.
Yeah, and you've got that buffer zone of being able to tolerate a bit more load.
Yeah. So then when you increase your load again,
It
won't be such a shock to the body.
I feel like standing up and doing some calf raises right now, but I don't have any weights around me.
But you still need to be careful with it, though.
Yeah.
You can't just go back into 80 weights.
Yeah.
You still need to go, cool, I'm just gonna.
Yep.
Do a few runs this week and then build from there.
But then because of my history of, running quite a lot for the last 10 years, I will still have more tolerance coming off the back of this injury than someone who has been running for 3 months.
Absolutely.
It's still there. I'm going to start off with just a couple of really short runs. No pressure to get back into anything.
Sorry.
Take my time. I just got to get this bloody little bubble in my ankle sorted out. It's killing me.
Just get it cut off, mate.
I could just amputate.
And just get one of those blades.
Ooh. Hmm.
Bit of extra spring.
Yeah, is that... Yeah.
Is that cheating?
Well, interesting, like, side note, Oscar Pistorius, who is famous for other reasons now, but he was the double amputee below-the-knee runner who made it into, not the Paralympics, but the regular Olympics as a 400-metre athlete because his times were comparable to the able-bodied athletes. But there's controversy around that because he's got these blades, these springs on his feet instead of his feet. Like, they've got their prosthetics.
Yeah.
The argument is that prosthetics don't fatigue. Like,
just
if I run, my calves, my Achilles, my feet, they all experience load and they get fatigued. But he's got these carbon fiber prosthetics on that won't fatigue. So it's like, is that cheating? Like, what if he does really well? Are all kids going to want to cut their legs off so they can run faster? And it's like, oh, it's just real, like... moral issue there. So I probably won't cut my foot off.
Okay,
I'll probably just get a treat.
Maybe like that's option 4. Let's go through the other 3 first.
Yeah, I think so.
That's us. But like, what's happening with that running? We've got a few things coming up in the new year.
Yeah.
We've got a few courses we think you guys should keep an eye out for if you are in Australia.
Some fun days.
Apologies if you're overseas. Feel free to fly in, then you just can come for free.
Yeah.
Why
sweet.
Not?
Do it.
If you're coming from the States or
Mel.
From Europe. Or
Mel,
from
if you're listening.
Japan, Mel, definitely just come. You can sleep on Paddy's couch.
Oh.
Or mine, whatever.
So if you're a runner or a coach or basically a non-physio, February 23rd, we're going to have a day of fun things where we basically learn all about running. That's running live.
Yeah.
So, and then
Roadshow.
And then the 29th of March will be for practitioners. So physios, chiros, massage therapists, people who like work professionally with runners in that sense. Even some coaches will really benefit from it. Coaches too, on the 29th of March. So we're starting to roll those out and have a bit of fun with it.
Yeah, so we'll keep an eye out for that. We'll start popping up some, like, when the events are, where they are, and then we'll start releasing some information on what we'll do on the day.
Yeah.
The one for runners / coaches will probably be slightly shorter.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to bore you guys for too long, and it's going to be on a Sunday, and we all like to have a drink afterwards.
Oh, absolutely.
And then the one for practitioners will probably be a bit longer. There's going to be potentially be a full day.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
With a few breaks, and of course, beers at the end.
Yeah, definitely. Beers at jury.
If you guys have any questions about that or any other questions, really, just let us know.
Yeah, for sure. And a huge shout out to those people who've supported us on Patreon. That's awesome. We're not quite get at the point where we can cover our basis financially per month with our ongoing costs. So.
Yeah.
Loving it, like it humbles me, like you would not believe that people have chosen to support us like that on Patreon. So thank you so much. If anyone wants to know more about that, Mike, how do they?
Just go to Instagram. It's in the link tree, Patreon. Click on that.
Boom.
And you just give us cash.
Basically, yeah. Yeah, help us do what we're doing because it's hard at the moment.
But we love it and we want to keep doing it.
We do.
So
we probably will anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but still, if you want to, please. And thank you to everybody who has already started giving, because we really, really, really appreciate it.
Yes, thanks, Mum. All right, cheers, Mingles. We're going to get this is the one for the females, actually. We're going to get one of our colleagues to talk soon in the next couple of weeks, Maddie, who's a women's health specialist physio, and she treats a lot of runners too. So especially women postnatal, a lot to learn. And that'll be coming up in the next couple of weeks. It'll be super interesting.
Sweet.
Big time.